She didn't really have a why, an explanation about why she's going.
There isn't a why. It's a practice which is going on and on and on. It's a practice. You have to go to Ganga Sagar once in your lifetime. That's it. That's the why.
India is changing, but I was struck by the fact that ancient religious beliefs still seem to be thriving. The country now has more than 3 million places of worship, but a shortage of hospitals and schools.
Wi-Fi off! Thank you.
I'd finally reached the end of the Ganges and the end of this part of my journey.
The river comes down here and merges with the Bay of Bengal and the Indian Ocean. We're on the beach!
The Ganges was absolutely central to the development of civilization in India. I feel the river's now become a litmus test for India in the 21st century. If it can't protect its living goddess from pollution, then what hope can it have of defeating corruption, challenging the caste system, or reducing poverty? The River Ganges,
worshipped from source to sea. Like everything about India, it's complicated. It's a holy river, but it could really do with a clean-up. I've loved travelling along it, and I can't wait for my other journeys along sacred rivers.